GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar. It's our GHRT hotline to Howie, Boston-based talk radio titan Howie Carr on the PDQ Door telephone line. Howie, President Trump and his comments about why doesn't China look into Biden? What do you make of that? He's not making it very easy for some Republicans right now.
Well, I mean, I think he's not trying to make it easy for Republicans. He's trying to make it hot for Biden, you know, and he's trying to, discombobulate the deep state, you know, people like Brennan, you know, the former CIA boss. He looks extremely nervous these days, talking about how he's going to have to be interviewed by John Durham, the U.S. attorney from Connecticut, who's handling this whole investigation of the Russian collusion. I think that's what he's trying to do. I mean, it is kind of interesting that Biden's son, you know, a coke-addled washout from the Navy, would get a $1 billion contract from China. I mean, it makes no sense. What was he doing on Air Force Two going to China with Biden? I mean, they're just trying to raise these issues. I mean, I think Biden's all done at this point. I mean, I think Bernie's all done. It looks like it's going to be the fake Indian unless somebody comes in like Hillary Clinton. There, you know, I'm not sure how, you know, viable she is. And I don't know about the TV in your neck of the woods, but down here, Tom Steyer, the billionaire who you know, is trying to sneak into the race, he's buying all kinds of time to become a viable force in New Hampshire. At least it's I think they're just shaping the field for 2020.
George, I got to ask you, had a chance to maybe see more television yesterday when you were out, and I haven't seen a whole lot of you. Are you seeing a lot from Steyer?
I've seen some ads that he's running. He's got all the money he wants to buy ads.
It's kind of early, though. You're right, he's got so much money. I mean, that's the thing. It's kind of disconcerting, I would think, if I were the other candidates. You know, Cory Booker was having to beg a couple of weeks ago to get $1.7 million to stay in the fight. You know, and this guy is just spending money like a drunken sailor. I don't know how much good it's going to do. He's not a very, attractive candidate as far as I can see.
I don't get him, to be honest with you. I'm kind of staying out just watching. I don't really get his point half the time. But
well, you can't blame him. I mean, he sees an opening, and I guess it's his money to spend, so why not take it now if Bernie's not going to be able to overcome some medical issues, if Biden is being taken down, and or maybe it will be Elizabeth Warren.
Well, I'm not too sure Biden is down yet. Certainly, the president continues to attack him, and he's attacking back more. I listened to the experts, and I know less than I knew when I started, so I'm just kind of watching. I know a couple of things. I do know that if the president is impeached, the Senate will never go along with it. So the American public's going to decide what happens in the next election.
He's going up in the polls. I mean, the more they attack him, the more he's going up. I mean, he's he's up over 50% in the Rasmussen poll, which is, you know, his sort of home poll. But even this Harris poll that the Hill runs, I mean, he's up around 50%. You know, after this drumbeat for the last 2 weeks. So I don't think this is working. And I don't know how Biden gets around this. I mean, this isn't like some kind of sources tell the Democrat stenographers at the Washington Post, this or that. I mean, this is video of him threatening this prosecutor who was going after a company that was paying his son $50,000 or $80,000 a month. When he had no experience. I mean, it's just brutal. It's hard to believe that Biden. We never thought he was terribly intelligent, but he would say something this stupid in front of a TV camera.
And you got to wonder how long before that will actually make the lead on ABC, CBS, and NBC, or if it matters at this point. I can imagine some of the producers, if they are left-leaning, would think to say that, well, that's old news now. Let's move on to what's going on, and let's start with the president opening his mouth again.
Well, Biden had kind of a weak fundraising effort in the third quarter. The second quarter, whatever it was. He only raised $15 million. You know, Bernie's been fade now, and he raised $25 million. So I think it's having an effect on Biden. I don't think he's gonna make it to the finish line. Hey, do you guys still read magazines, by the way?
Magazines. We get Archaeology Today, and we get highlights for our kids now.
I don't read many magazines. Well, that's not true. I read them online.
Yeah, I'm thinking about Sports Illustrated. Did you see Sports Illustrated yesterday? Laid off half of its staff, and I think a lot of people's reaction was, I didn't know Sports Illustrated was still printing. They've gone from a weekly schedule to a biweekly schedule, and now they've laid off half the staff. I can't believe that a company would actually buy them for, they got a marketing agreement for $43 million. I'm just trying to wonder how you make back that $43 million bucks, even if you laid off 99% of the staff.
Their swimsuit edition in February must be their biggest selling edition, and that still gets headlines, I can imagine. But outside of that,
headlines. But I mean, who's actually buying it? I was thinking about that, though. I don't see people talking about it or hear people talking about it anymore. And then I guess the National Enquirer is being sold too for $100 million. And again, I'm kind of perplexed. I don't think the National Enquirer sells 1/10 or 1/20 of the issues they used to sell, like when they had Elvis in the
in the grave
coffin.
Oh my God!
On the front page.
Oh my! My dad saved that. He still has that edition.
Right.
At our
house.
That was a big deal.
Well, I was on I was on Twitter or someplace yesterday trying to check on what was going on, and there was a story from Newsweek, and all of a sudden I said to myself, I haven't read Newsweek in, well, maybe in the doctor's office, but that was two years old.
Yeah, what was the date of that edition?
That was a two-year-old Newsweek.
How about something fresh?
Well, they sold the whole magazine. They sold the whole magazine of Newsweek, not an issue, but the whole magazine for $1 a few years ago, and I thought it was overpriced at the time.
What's going on at HowieCarshow.com, speaking of publications worth looking at?
We're still pushing our podcast, Dirty Rats Podcast. Check it out if you haven't. It's about, though, organized crime and political corruption in Boston with the Bulgers and the FBI, and we got a lot of interesting stuff. We had an interview. We did a podcast this week with the widow of one of the last victims of the gang. He was an accountant that he was murdered in Florida, and so now we're offering. We've had over 125,000 downloads in a month, so it's doing pretty well, and so now we're offering people a chance to get a bonus material. It's called Patreon. So just go to HowieCarshow.com and click on the podcast, and you can figure out how to order Patreon. And we got all kinds of interesting bonus interviews. We have the whole FBI training video that one of the gangsters made. He was an FBI agent. He's now doing life in prison, and he was telling people how to develop informants. He obviously didn't do a very good job himself because he ended up, convicted of second-degree murder. And we're going to have an interview with Howie Winter, the first boss of the Winter Hill Gang, and that's going to be on Patreon. So if you just check out the podcast. If you like them, please give us a 5-star review and tell your friends, subscribe. You get a new episode once a week. That's all free. And then if you really like it, go to Patreon, and for, $4.99 a month, you can subscribe to extra bonus material, all kinds of mugshots and video and transcripts, etc.
GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.